Welcome to the day three of the 9-day energy up level. I'm your host, Carol Jean Whittington, and you're here on Beyond Chronic Burnout. In this 9-day series, we're diving into what energy is, how it feels, the blocks and barriers to it, and what it actually means for you in your life and getting out of burnout for good. Today, we're going to be talking about energy changes as you change. How energy feels, the experience of energy as you begin to change and become more aware of your own nourishment needs, your own sensory profile blueprint, and so much more. So my friend Julie Chandler, we met out in LA at a conference a few months ago, and she said something recently, and I said, Julie, this is so perfect. I couldn't have said it better myself. Can I quote you on this? She said, absolutely. Go ahead, Carol Jean. So here's what Julie had to say about energy. If you don't have an energy routine, you don't have control of your energy. Wow, right? I'm going to repeat that. Let it sink in. If you don't have an energy routine, you don't have control of your energy. I don't know about you, for me, in burnout for so many decades, my entire life, everything felt out of control. I was in constant, chronic survival mode and chronic burnout in some degree. And hey, if you're not sure if you're experiencing burnout or to what degree you might be experiencing burnout, hop on over to the website. The link will be down in the show notes. Go take the quiz, the Spicy Pepper Burnout Quiz. It will go through your sleep, your sensory profile, your executive function, cognitive experience, and all of these different elements that contribute to your level or degree of burnout and how you may be experiencing it right now. Because when you know where you are right now in the burnout journey and you know what those other levels look like, you have a better idea, and you then have a reference point for how you begin to move down the scale. So we mentioned routine and control of your energy. Now, most of us have a routine, and I'm not going to preach to you about morning routines or sleep hygiene or anything like that. I do want to talk about routine and what it's rooted in. Routine is rooted in intention and creation, and it's specifically rooted in our belief or faith in what is possible. When we say, I believe, I am creating with intention, and I am with that intention creating what it is that I want more of in my life. So often, we are in survival mode. We're reacting. We are doing what we think we're supposed to be doing. We are shooting ourselves to death. I should do this. I should do that. I shouldn't do this. I love Robin Sharma. And if you've been with me for a little bit, you've heard me say the word that I love that he says is possibilitarian. I truly stepped into a place of being a possibilitarian because I used to not believe anything was possible. And in my burnout restoration journey, I have now been burnout, shutdown, and meltdown free for 4 years. This past November, it marked my 4th year. And this was something I could not even conceive was possible for me and what it would feel like. And when I started the show with energy changes as you change, oh man. This was something that has really, really come to light for me lately, especially when it relates to the energy and how I feel and experience my emotions. Through this process, what I've recognized is what used to be these really huge, big, overwhelming, uncomfortable, scary, I couldn't figure out what they meant and why they were showing up emotions. And so because I felt that way and I didn't know what to do with them and they felt really big and I had no clue sometimes why they were even there, I created this big wall to protect myself from it and I would shut them down and put them behind the wall. and much like sort of water, and water seems to be the theme so far, boiling water yesterday, it was this buildup of this water behind a dam. And as we know, when the pressure increases and that energy is building and building and building because it has nowhere else to go, because I put this big wall up, it breaks the wall. It busts through. And then it comes flooding in this high volume of overwhelming energy. And that's when I would have a meltdown, or that's when I would completely lose it. I would scream. I would throw things. I would be so angry or overwhelmingly mad, sad, depressed, all of that. And I didn't know how to handle it. And so then it would come through and it would erupt. It would break through that dam I was trying to hold it behind. Because emotions are meant to flow. Our energy is meant to flow. Anytime we create a dam, a barrier, a resistance, a block, we are creating a buildup that is going to rupture. It is going to break through. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when I was living in that cycle, it was numb out, ignore it, keep moving, push through, not even recognizing or stopping to ask, is this what I want? Is this, am I feeling okay in this moment in my physical body? Are my nourishment needs getting met? I never asked myself that. It was, what am I supposed to do next? What's on my list? And now? Now it is a very different experience, a very different place. And this is something I recently became aware of. It'd been happening for a while, but I wasn't putting it together. I wasn't recognizing it. I wasn't aware of this shift. I could feel it. I knew it, but I didn't have a place to sort of recognize and articulate it until recently. And what has been happening is I started to question a few weeks ago, and I'm just going to be honest here. I was like, you know, I'm not really feeling a lot of emotions anymore the way I used to. Is something wrong with me? That was my first thought. And I thought, wait, hang on. Nothing's wrong with me. I'm not broken here. Things have changed. So let me get compassionately curious. Let me get playful with this. Let me just sit with it, because here's a reason. This is just feedback. We are giant feedback systems. And I'm like, I'm just experiencing this right now, and it's different. So let me just sit with it. And as I sat with it, what I recognized and what I started to sort of look back and observe and reflect upon was, I do feel lots of emotions. I feel a range, a full range of emotions. However, now I was so accustomed to, and my reference point was feeling these big emotions, like super high energy, joy, laughter, elation, or anger, rage, depression, you know, those very distinct emotions in very big volumes, very high nervous system amped up feeling. So I thought that was my point of reference for how my emotions were supposed to feel. And so until I kind of sat with it, with this intention of being curious and playful, I recognized, oh man, I still feel all of these emotions. I actually feel a broader range of emotions now, but they're like a wispy wind that just blows through. They don't dysregulate my nervous system anymore. I still experience them. I actually experience more of them. But because of the restoration, because of the energy work and the energy mastery that I've reached in my life, those emotions are no longer derailing me. I'm not dysregulated, uncomfortable, or afraid of them. I allow them, they flow. This is such a big place because I also recognize that through the process of learning more about my nourishment needs, what that map looks like for me, how my sensory profile blueprint layers into that. And as I started to reclaim my control and my energy, it was through these small routines, these shifts, And I shared how things can sort of disrupt us, right? We have these things that break through. And I used to be of this place where everything was happening to me. And I'm sure you've heard this. And I did. I was in that victim mentality. And I was never crazy about that word, and kind of activated me. And I would get a little resistant to it and a little, you know, indignant about it. I'm nobody's victim. I'm the leader in my life. Well, I really wasn't. I was fooling myself because I needed to tell myself something different. But the reality was, truly was being a victim. I can say it now. I can embrace it without feeling it full on in my body, like, you know, that hold my breath sort of, that's not true for me. But really it was. Maybe that might be what you're feeling. I said that word and all of a sudden you got activated. That's just feedback. But what I started to realize was I indeed was a victim because my beliefs told me what I had agreed to. And here's the thing. You've probably heard this, maybe not. If this is the first time you've heard it, I'm going to just tell you. The first time I heard it, this was really hard. This was a bitter pill to swallow, as they say. Because I recognized that I'd done this. Most of us do. Our beliefs are just a thought or an idea that we've agreed to. Whether it's an idea or a belief around the world and how it's supposed to operate or who we are in the world. Something someone said or something that we picked up sort of on our own and how we interpret it. And all of those things created our belief system, our operating software, and it impacts directly our hardware, our body, our nervous system. Think about when you scroll through social media. Let's just say you're on the gram and you're flipping through some things. When you see something that you read or an image that you recognize and you sort of, if it elicits an emotion in you, you immediately are going inside on a subconscious level and going, I agree with that. And if you agree with that, you like it, you might even leave a comment saying, oh my gosh, yes, you're right, I agree with this. Then there's also those posts, now think about this, that you come across and you don't agree with it. It activates your body. You may be mad about it. You may be just like, that's some crazy pants kind of thinking. You're nuts. You know, all of those things. And you bypass it. That doesn't align with your belief system. But remember, your belief system is simply what you have agreed to. Now, most of that happens on an unconscious or subconscious level. But here, when we begin to up-level our energy, the first place that I say we must begin to go is reflection. Reflecting on these things, because when we reflect, that raises our awareness. Just by having this conversation, you're now going to notice some of these things as you scroll through your feed today, I hope, or over the next couple of days. Hey, we all process in different ways and different times, so there's no pressure, there's no time frame. You do this in the way that works best for you. I'm simply sharing some information, some perspective, some insight, and you can take it or leave it. You are sitting there judging right now whether you agree with what I'm saying, and I'm, oh my gosh, I never thought of it that way. Heck yes, I agree with that. Or you're going, she's total crazy pants. This is baloney, and I'm checking out, and I will not ever come back to this again. And if that's you, that's okay too. But what I'm saying is, in this moment, recognize you are agreeing or disagreeing based on your belief system, your agreement to thoughts and ideas. And just as simply as you agreed to them, you can now choose to disagree with them. You can say, this isn't for me anymore. Maybe it served me at one point, but it no longer serves me, and I no longer have to agree with it. I can seek out and find something else that I do agree with, that does meet me where I am right now, that does serve me in a better way. Because we're in burnout because shit's not serving you. I'm just going to say it. Things are not serving you. Your needs are going unmet. Your nourishment is being neglected, not intentionally. And this is the place to begin the shift. So here's something, and this is an exercise. Here's a little strategy tip. Take it, leave it. It's up to you. This is your choice. You're in control. This is your journey, and this is all yours to choose. You get to create. And here's just something fun to play with or create with. If you start to feel yourself in a place, and I call this the playful shift. So if you're in a place where you're realizing, you're getting irritated, you're getting overwhelmed, you're getting mad, you're getting sad, whatever that dis-ease, that discomfort, that distress energy that you might be feeling in your nervous system and in your body, I want you to take a shift. I want you to do something that's fun, that changes your environment, change your location, get up and move. Now, this is 5 minutes or less. Something that also helps, and sometimes I've done this on a day where, man, just nothing felt like it was going in the right direction. I was feeling really agitated. I went and changed clothes. I went and put on an outfit that felt really good, a color that changed my mood, because in-clothed cognition is part of something in psychology. And what you wear really truly can affect your mood. It can affect the way you think. So maybe just go change an article of clothing. Change your location. Get out of wherever you are and go to a place that makes you feel better. Be it, you know, the energy that's in another room, the lighting, the feel, the smell. Go light a candle. Something that's just super simple. Go in another room. Get a nice glass that you like to drink out of. Fill it up with some nice, clean, cool water. Take a moment before you drink the water and just give thanks and gratitude. Express your gratitude and thankfulness for the water. Clean, cool water that's nourishing your body, that's serving your cells so that you can be the healthiest, hydrated human you can be. Because it's good for your brain, it's good for your cells. And then take a couple of sips. You know, if you're worried about time blindness and transitions, and you're worried about, like, if I move or change what I'm doing, then I'm going to get caught in it, go down the rabbit hole, and I'll, you know, get derailed for the day. Just set your phone for 5 minutes. I mean, this doesn't have to be huge. But what I'm saying is, if you don't have an energy routine, even an awareness to why and how things are happening in your day, you don't have control of your energy. You're putting it in the response mode, in the reaction mode, actually, sorry, the reaction mode of everything else and everyone else around you. And you're not creating with intention. You're creating by default. And if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. Yeah, that's a tough one. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. And if you're in burnout, you're just going to keep getting more of it. That's what happened to me for decades. And I had no idea. I wasn't doing it on purpose. But the most important thing around where we begin at the root is to believe in the possibility. And I share my own journey to help you know that there is possibility. There is so much more. There is life and energy and thriving and leadership and fun and joy and playfulness, gratitude, amazing relationships, so much more, an abundance of more. And it's sustainable. And it's not, I'm not waiting anymore for the rug to get pulled out from under me, because there was, you know, in those first couple of years of restoration, I was still afraid that it was going to happen again. I've reached a place where that is no longer true. And there is such power in that. And there is so much possibility. Thanks for joining me today. If you've had a massive breakthrough, if you've had something that just like, oh my gosh, I've never thought of this, or I totally disagree with this, Carol Jean, you're crazy pants, all of the above, I don't care either one. I just want to hear from you. Leave me a voice message on the Spotify app. On my page, there's a link down in the show notes. Let me know. And hey, we're 20 minutes or less. As always, I promised I will keep to my word. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm so grateful you're here. And if you're just jumping in on day 3 here, please go back, go in the show notes, go back to day 1, download the free energy uplevel guide, and get started. Join us. I'm so glad you're here, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.